Joining us to talk about the Browns and the NFL draft is the radio voice of the Cleveland Browns and the longtime sports director at WKYC Channel 3 in Cleveland, Jim Donovan. And Jim, this time of year is always exciting for Browns fans. They've been thinking about who they're going to draft in the first round for so many years. But for the first time, probably since maybe you've been the radio voice of the Browns, because of the Deshaun Watson trade, it is a little bit different this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, Rob. You pay an awfully, you pay a very steep price to get a quarterback these days, and but it's worth it if it works out. And I know the Browns are very confident that once all of the issues, and I underline all of the issues, once those are all cleared, and Deshaun Watson, football-wise, goes out and becomes the quarterback of the Browns, they feel that this is all going to pay off. But the price is, at this time of the year, you begin to pay in draft choices. And so when you're out of the first round, it's a very strange feeling. And there's no doubt that even though Watson is such an exciting dream come true for Browns fans to finally have that kind of elite quarterback, we hope, coming on the field for them and directing this team, there is that feeling that you have a little bit of a buyer's remorse when the first round of the draft comes and you're on the sideline watching. I mean, because it's such an exciting event, and of course last year it was over the top because it was in Cleveland, but as it goes through that first round, you're watching every team get better, and you're kind of on the sideline. And specifically, inside your division, you're wondering, what are the Steelers going to do? What are the Ravens going to do? And then, you know, a new problem is, what are the Bengals going to do? Because they're so good so fast because of Joe Burrow. So this is a very different feeling that maybe we don't get warmed up until Friday night in rounds 2 and 3.
Speaking of that, in rounds 2 and 3, the Browns have three picks. Their first pick right now is in the second round, pick number 44, a couple picks in the third round, and then pick in the fourth round, sixth round, and 2 in the 7th. Do you see any scenario where the Browns will do any kind of movement, or do you think they're going to stand pat?
Well, I would say this, that if you go back to last year, and even the year before that, but definitely last year, when they got into the second round, that's when they got Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, which turns out, you know, that's going to be a great pick. I mean, they've only scratched the surface with the ability that guy has to play linebacker for them. But if you remember, they did move up a couple of spots. So people are saying, hey, would they ever go up in the first round? And I don't think there's any way they do that on Thursday night. It's just too expensive, and I don't think they have the draft capital right now to be able to do that. But in the second round, it is a little bit more doable, Rob. If they designate, if they really identify a player that they really want, and he's only a couple of picks away, I wouldn't be surprised that they would make a move up. I think that that's in their DNA that they would do that. I think they're aggressive in that kind of a situation. And I certainly think on the last day of the draft, they could move around a great deal. But, yeah, I could see them moving up from number 44. If there's a player that they have identified that, listen, we're close enough, we really want him, let's package something up and go up and get him.
Again, we're joined by Jim Donovan, the radio voice of the Cleveland Browns and the longtime sports director at WKYC TV3 in Cleveland. And, Jim, you know, also, there's a ton of interest in Northeast Ohio of the local kids, Cuyahoga, you know, any of the kids in the area that have a chance to go on. And for us in Lorain County, we're awfully excited about Dustin Crum's possibility of being drafted this weekend. How much do you guys pay attention to just kind of the area kids and where they might be able to go?
You know, I got to tell you, Rod, through the years, we have had some of the great moments on draft weekend where we have been in a kid's house from the area, and he gets that magic phone call, and his family's around him. Those are great, great moments that we've had through the years. And it's always a lot of fun. I mean, I can remember, you know, Mitch Trubisky, when he was drafted, we were there. And, you know, other kids, too. Denzel Ward, you know, the excitement when he was drafted coming out of Nordonia High School. I mean, you go right on down the list. There have been some great moments in the past where you go back to the days when you covered these kids on Friday nights, and then you watch them in college, and hopefully they stay around the area. But no matter where they go, you follow them all throughout their collegiate careers. And then when they need to make it to the greatest step of all, getting into the NFL, and you get to be a part of that and experience it with their families, who are such an important part of their whole football journey anyway. That's been really great through the years.
Yeah, Jim, finally for you this fall, it's going to be a little bit different. Your longtime broadcast partner and Cleveland Brown legend Doug Deacon retired, stepped away from the booth. Has that hit you yet, or you think finally when you go in there the first time and Doug's not next to you is when you're going to feel that? And can you give us any insight as to maybe when the Browns will be making an announcement on who's going to be in the booth with you?
Well, I think that's going to happen this week. To give you an update on that, I think that they're going to, you know, kind of finalize that this week. As far as Doug is concerned, you know, Rob, it really hit me the last game of the season, and I thought Doug and the Browns came together and had a wonderful send-off the last game of the year, which we, going into the season, were hoping would be in the Super Bowl or certainly in an AFC championship game. But that didn't pan out. So that last game of the year against Cincinnati, that's when it really hit me that this is it. This is the last time we're going to be together. We've been together for 23 years. And it's much more than the Sunday afternoons together. I mean, once the football would roll around, I mean, we were day-to-day together every day out in training camp, usually during the practice week, pre-pandemic era of our existence together. We were out in Berea every day during the game week, in the locker room with the players, traveling together, going out to dinner the night before the game. It's going to be a big adjustment. It really is. And he had an incredible run as a player and as a broadcaster with the Browns. So it's going to be a big adjustment for me, and I think it's going to be a big adjustment for the listeners, too, because they've just become so accustomed to listening to Doug on Sundays as he covers the Browns up in the radio booth, which will now be called the Doug Deacon Radio Booth, incidentally. But you know what? Change comes, and we'll put it all together, and there'll be a new radio team together, and we'll move on, and I'm sure we'll come together and get into a real good flow and bring Browns football alive on the radio again.
Well, that's great. And, Jim, finally, if you would, the NFL draft coverage that the TV folks that you're going to have at WKYC TV3 in Cleveland, I know it's second to none. Can you talk a little bit about the coverage that you've got in store for this weekend?
Well, we'll be out with our ears perked up to see what's going to go on. There are a lot of storylines, Rob. Storylines that really kind of come even away from the draft. I mean, is the Baker Mayfield trade going to happen this week? If it does happen, where does he go? Does he go to Carolina? Does he go to Seattle? Does some other team hop in? What happens if he doesn't get traded this weekend? What goes on there? Because that is a big storyline. If the Browns don't draft a pass rusher, let's say at number 44, does that give a lot of people a lot of confidence that they kind of have a wink-wink deal already in place to bring Jadeveon Clowney back to the team after a very good season last year, teaming up with Myles Garrett? I personally hope that is true. And then we'll just be covering it from top to bottom, local kids getting drafted, and what the Browns do and how it figures in to a team that is really a now team, Rob. And by that I mean, you know, the Browns aren't really drafting for the future. They're really drafting for right now. Just kind of sprinkle in a little bit more depth and a little bit more talent to a team that really thinks it's time now to win, and they're certainly equipped to do that.
So you're not going to break the news that Baker's going to be in the booth with you next year? That's not the replacement for Doug?
No, he's been eliminated. he won't be with me. I wish him the best. I know this is a very awkward time for him. Imagine, Rob, to be the first pick in the draft just a few years ago, and right now kind of in football purgatory, kind of waiting to see where he's going to be playing. So, I mean, you know what? I hope the best for him.
Absolutely. It is amazing how quickly things change. But like you say, you wish him the best. He gave Cleveland his all. So, Jim, we appreciate your time, and thanks so much for joining us and your insight into what the Browns may be doing.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rob.
That's Jim Donovan, the longtime radio voice of the Cleveland Browns, and, of course, the sports director at WKYC in Cleveland.